just disappointed for the boys, really. We were probably very slow out of the blocks and gave them a wee bit too much of a lead at the start, but in fairness to them, they stuck at it and we got a goal at a nice time and got ourselves back into the game. We thought we were in a good position at half time, 4 points down, and they really did in the second half. I thought they played excellent. They were brilliant. They moved the ball really quick. We got some good scoring opportunities, and we just didn't have enough. Just a couple of things didn't go our way. With two goal chances, keeper made two good saves, and we just couldn't edge in front of them. To push on, we were always kind of chasing, and then they caught us in a kick out over the top. Happy, really. It's different level playing, going from league to championship. And the boys know that it was never going to be easy here. It was a physical battle. Gavin, very strong and physical, so just the lessons there, and we'll knuckle down now and look forward and see who we get to draw.
Donegal really appeared rejuvenated, Carl, in the second half. Like, I know they were 4 points down, but they came out and really pressed up on Gavin. Like, what did you say at half time?
It was nothing. Just back to the basics, and I felt we struggled to get out of the defence at times in the first half. We weren't moving the ball quick enough, so that was one area where definitely in the second half we moved the ball quicker, we got out quicker, and we found gaps quicker up the pitch in terms of our transition and that. Once we got into that kind of composed attack scenario, that slow attack scenario, like, we were picking Cavan off really well, so we were even in the first half. So we just found we weren't getting that scenario enough in the first half, so we kind of really worked towards that in the second half, and we got our shots away, but they say we just didn't get enough on the scoreboard.
Fairness though, Carl, Cavan had to rely on their keeper to pull off two brilliant saves there towards the end, like, so Donegal were pressing strong. Along with that, was there any other moments stood out, maybe that the play or the momentum swung in Calvin's favour and rather than yours?
Not really. I suppose the kick out, they caught us for their second goal. We were pressing, we were kind of in control of the game, we were putting pressure on Calvin, we were getting shots away, and we were winning their kick outs, but then they caught us in the kick out over the top and then they got the goal. So that is a kind of an energy sapper, you know, in terms of momentum and stuff. But in fairness, we got the kick out away, and the boys went back out of the game, you know, and as a credit to them as well, they showed that resilience and to keep going to the end. So there's loads of lessons. It's all about development, it's youth, you know, they're still growing as players, and they'll take this and they'll move on during the week and look forward to the next game.
Last question, Carl. In defeat, what positives will you take going forward? I know you mentioned about their development, but you have some very good players there in your side.
I think the second half overall was a huge positive for us. I say even the second quarter, the first quarter were very slow. We'll address that and we'll look at that. But I think the second half, in terms of the energy the boys played with, the tempo that they played with, their defensive, their aggression without the ball, our kickouts were very good in the second half, you know. So there's loads of positives there, and said that to them in the second half, and that's the level we want to try and find, but we just need to try and find it for longer than 60 minutes, you know. So that's what we're going to aim towards now for the next day.